Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Yesterday, we told you about the invasion of Area 51. People were gathering at a site outside of Area 51 so they wouldn't get shot.
Storm the gate!
They wanted to storm the gate and see aliens. This all started on Facebook a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Well, how is day two with this motley group of people, alien chasers? Let's talk to Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, who is in Rachel, Nevada, outside of Area 51. Alex, have you survived day one?
Well, I've survived with minimal probing, and as I'm talking to you right now, there is a guy driving by on a bike that has a giant 10-foot inflatable... Oh, he just fell off his bike. A 10-foot inflatable alien driving by. This thing continues. I mean, more people showed up today. It's still not 2 million people. It's still not 20,000 people. Maybe it's 300 people, but it's not a ton of people. And they actually did storm this morning right around 4 a.m.
What?
75. It wasn't 2 million, but it was not 7,500, not 75,000, 75 who showed up. Many of them were in alien costumes. And they, when they showed up, police were there, federal agents were there, knowing they were going to show up. And in those costumes, they kept running up to the gate, and then they would run backwards. And then they would run up to the gate, and they were having fun with the cops. The cops were laughing and taking pictures and having fun. And then most of them came back here and went back to doing what they did all night last night and started drinking beer. And that's what they've been doing. A guy named Jeffrey, who's a paranormal investigator, He is two rows. I'm in our RV parking spot right now, the ABC RV parking spot. Two rows over. He's sitting there. He has two aliens. I mean, they're like life-size aliens that stand there on each side of him. And he's sitting in his lawn chair right now drinking beer after he stormed Area 51 earlier today. There were, though, two people who were detained. One for, she's a 19-year-old. As she was pretending to cross over the gate, she crossed over the gate. A little bit of her body did. They grabbed her.
Oh!
They gave her a little bit of a lesson and then let her go. The other guy peed on the gate, and nobody has seen him since. Nobody knows where he is. He disappeared.
He urinated near the gate?
Yeah, you don't pee on the Area 51 gate when they grab you.
Oh, did an alien abduct him? Is that what they're trying to say?
An alien with a badge, I guess. We don't know where he was taken to. Probably the Lincoln County Jail.
Oh.
But all the people who were there, they say they saw the deputies grab him, and they took him off to the side, and then he disappeared. So either he is in the alien locker in Area 51 right now, or in the jail, or maybe they let him go. But... that was the most serious crime, is a guy urinating on the gate.
Are you listening to the Big Four at Four? Four big blockbuster stories to start the hour. This is Big Story One. We're being joined by Alex Stone. He is in Nevada, and it's the Area 51 storm where two people got detained trying to, you know, get over the fence.
Jeez.
Alex, there's like one small hotel. There are 40 people in this town.
And the town people don't want these people here.
Did you sleep in your car like you told us you might yesterday?
Yeah, no, I slept in the back of the rental car. I put the seats down.
Jeez, man.
Kind of a crossover SUV. Put it down. I brought a pillow with me, slept on that. It did get darn cold overnight, though. Got into the 30s.
I bet.
And, yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was a little too cold. But other than that, it was good. It was fine. Glad it was only one night that I'm staying, and not the three that many of the folks here are staying. But they're sticking around until Sunday, many of them. But what they're doing here now, I don't really know. I mean, as I look around right now, they're all just kind of sitting in beach chairs around their RVs. People are walking around. They're just kind of moseying about. The bands, one tried to play last night, but it was too cold and rainy. There were like 10 people hopping around in front of the stage, and then finally they gave up, and they went back to their RVs. There really wasn't anything going on last night. So I don't know if the crowd will thin out at some point, but I say thin out. It never got thick.
I was going to say, Alex, I know.
Are you listening to the Big Four at Four? Four big blockbuster stories to start the hour. This is Big Story One. Alex, did one of those freaks kind of peer in your car while you were sleeping to watch? You know, I mean.
Probably. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not saying they're freaks. I'm just saying that they're
interesting
folks.
Yeah.
who they're into whatever they're into, and if not that, they've just been drinking a lot of beer, and you know, they're fun for that reason.
I'm sure you locked the door to your car before you shut your eyes.
I actually don't think I did. Who
what?
Knows what I could have woken up to?
Oh, for crying!
Well, he's in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, an alien could have gotten
in. Yeah, that's true. Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent in Rachel, Nevada, in the middle of nowhere, outside of Area 51. So what's on the calendar today, Alex? You're going to go to a concert? You're going to go to a restaurant? What's on the festivity schedule today?
Well, that's the problem. There is no schedule
right.
for this thing. Nobody knows what's going on. And the organizers, they don't know how many people are going to come and go. They don't really know what's going on. You know, we're pretty late in the day now, and nobody has taken the makeshift stage. And they've been playing techno, like EDM dance music all day, which, you know, beyond that, I don't know what they're playing. Nobody's dancing. Everybody's just
right.
walking around.
Do you think this is really going to last?
They're all drunk. They're not going to dance. They're all drunk.
Right. Do you think this is going to last until Sunday? I mean, come on.
I don't know. Yeah, especially now that the storming is over. I think the folks with the... you know, whatever the storming was, that with RVs, they may begin to peel out. You know, those who are in tents, I don't know. Maybe they're doing what they're doing inside the tents, so maybe they're having fun. A couple of food vendors have shown up from Vegas. They did last night. They're not getting a lot of business, though, because everybody was told to fend for yourself, to come here with food because there was going to be no food. The little alien is not serving food right now. So most people showed up.
The hotel.
Plenty of food. They don't need to buy anything.
How do you spell that? The Little Ailey Inn.
It's little, and then it's ale. There's a lot of apostrophes in it. I don't know where the apostrophes are. Ale, like a beer, and then inn.
Oh,
I-N-N, like an inn. Yeah.
You didn't get that?
No, I did. Okay. Ailey Inn. Okay.
Didn't people start doing this around 3 in the morning, like storming the gate? Is that when it happened?
Yeah, they wanted to do 4 a.m. for two reasons. So they met up at 3 a.m. right outside the little alien. And they chose that time for two reasons. One, they thought, and again, this shows you that it wasn't done locally, the planning. They thought it was going to be horrendously hot, but it's like maybe upper 60s and windy during the day.
Wow.
And it was about 30 to 35 degrees this morning. So everybody froze their heinies off as they did it. But that's the planning was. They didn't do it in the heat of the desert during the day. And then the other reason, so when they thought it was going to be 2 million people, so they could overwhelm authorities at nighttime and come running in. Well, when it was 75 and they knew they were coming, wasn't much of a challenge there.
I don't think that's the reason they did it at 3 a.m. They were still up. They were still drinking. They had to storm Area 51 before they crashed.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to do it before.
That's accurate, too. That is 100% accurate.
Yeah. It's like old school. We're going streaking.
Let's go streaking.
Let's go.
Yeah. That's it. They knew if they slowed down at all, they would have been face flat in their beds, in their RVs, or in their tents. They had to do it.
Alex, is this the worst assignment you've ever gotten?
I don't know if the worst or the craziest. This one's ranking up there, though.
Alex Stone, ABC News, who is in Nevada where they're trying to storm Area 51. Just leave now. There's nothing to
get
see
out
there.
Of there.
Get out of there. Have a great weekend.
All right, I'm running. I'm not getting probed. See you guys later.
No, oh, man. All right. The craziness that is the storm on Area 51. That is.
They went up to the border of Area 51, right. but did not cross the border.
That's big story one. Coming up in big story 2, 3, and 4, we've got big news. We've got maybe a Trump scandal, and troops are headed to Saudi Arabia. That's coming up.
The Big Four at 4. Big story 2.
I think the biggest part of the deal for the Democrats is that it would be kind of a welcoming invitation, say you're welcome to participate in their primary, and you hope that as a result of that, more of those people than would otherwise occur might tend to vote Democratic in November.
That's Dr. Mike O'Neill, KTAR News political analyst. Here's what he's talking about. Arizona Democrats will decide this weekend, maybe we'll allow independent voters to participate in the Democratic 2020 presidential preference election here in town.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea when you're including a... Look, we know last time, the last election, you had a third, a third, and a third. That's how the voters are skewed now. Third Democrat, third Independent, third Republican. What did Kyrsten Sinema do? She courted the Independent vote because she knew she kind of sort of had the Democrat vote. To me, it's a no-brainer. And as Dr. Mike O'Neill said, it's an olive branch. It's a welcoming. Maybe they're more inclined to vote Democrat because they do get to cast their ballot in the presidential preference primary.
For the Democrats.
Correct.
They don't have
right.
to change their party either.
Right.
And the Republicans are skipping the presidential preference election.
Because they have an incumbent.
They have an incumbent in Trump, and that's it. So the Democrats, are they trying to use independents to turn the state blue? We'll have to wait and see. You're listening to the Big Four at 4. Four big blockbuster stories to start the hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
Multiple sources telling ABC News that whistleblower complaint involved a phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine earlier this summer. While we don't yet know the details of the call, the Washington Post reports the president made a promise to a foreign leader, alarming one administration official who filed a complaint with the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community.
Okay, is this a scandal? Not yet. Is it building to one? Who knows? But when Trump talked to the Ukrainian president, there are sources now that are reporting Trump tried to tie aid to the Ukraine for the release of political dirt on Biden and Biden's son.
Okay, so why would the Ukrainian government have any dirt on Biden? Well, the answer to that is Trump used the conversation in July to push 8 times, hey, talk to my lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Talk to him about some kind of dirt between a Ukrainian gas company, Joe Biden is vice president, pulling the dogs off of an investigation of that gas company, mm-hmm. and Hunter Biden, who is part or has some kind of dealings with the Ukrainian gas company. So to say, to go over what you said, is it a scandal yet?
No.
Not yet. But some people are suggesting, is Trump trying to get dirt? And if so, is he asking a foreign entity? That may be a scandal because that's illegal.
Well, he asked, and I want to be very careful when I say this because I know Russia is such a
right. It's Russia, a hot potato stuff.
Russia yeah. meddled in the election. They did an investigation. Trump wasn't involved in anything that Russia did. But in 2016, he did say into a microphone, looking into a camera, Russia, if you have the emails from Hillary, you know, give them to
Release
me.
Release them, yeah.
Trump believes that that it's okay to do that. He calls it oppositional research, and he's not asking anybody in America for dirt on Biden. He's asking another country.
And so if that country actually meddles with the election, then that's illegal.
But they're not changing people's votes. They're giving Trump dirt.
Right.
I don't think that's ethical for an American to ask another country for dirt on a fellow American.
We've
but
never
that's
heard this.
Politics.
We've never heard this
I
before.
I guess that's politics in this day and age.
I mean, do we ever hear Bill Clinton, you know, ask, you know, Russia or the Soviet Union to get dirt on somebody? I've never heard of this.
We know that people have always been looking for dirt on politicians.
Right. Inside the United States.
It stays here.
Right.
Okay. Is it a scandal? Not yet. Is it a big deal? Not yet, but it's worth looking at. You're listening to the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 4.
In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense.
All right. President Donald Trump is sending troops, American troops, to Saudi Arabia. We know, we know what happened at the oil fields. They were bombed, I guess, by what they think is an Iranian drone.
Mm-hmm.
What are our troops going to do in Saudi Arabia?
That's a great question.
Are they going to guard the fields?
Right. Is this for support? Is it to guard? Is it to send a message? Go down your road for a minute, though.
Okay. Well, mine is a conspiracy road. And when earlier today we got a ton more information about what we talked about in Big Story 3, Trump talking to the Ukrainian president, trying to get dirt on Joe Biden. An hour later, we hear troops are being sent to Saudi Arabia. So there's either one of two roads you go down. One, we need troops in Saudi Arabia. We need to help the Saudis protect their oil so American gas prices don't go up. The other road you can go down is Trump doesn't like what he's hearing with what everybody's talking about with the Ukraine and Joe Biden and all that stuff. So he's putting out a big story to get rid of what could become a scandal in Trump, Ukraine, and Biden.
To support your theory, this press conference has been described as hastily made. It came out of a meeting.
The person you just heard there was Mark Esper, defense secretary.
Yes.
So, okay, he's the one.
This was announced after a hastily called press conference
right
after a meeting earlier today.
Never know.
The general of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff could not give an exact number because, again, this could totally be a reaction to get the Biden-Ukraine thing off the table.
And who has done that in the past?
Well, we
not
know
just
that
Republicans. Bill Clinton
did it during the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
And what did he bomb?
He bombed an empty aspirin factory
correct
in like Afghanistan
yeah
to get the news cycle off of Monica Lewinsky and onto that.
That's it for the Big Four at 4.
The Big Four at 4 with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at 4 delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.